Welcome back to the show. There's no telling where we'll go. So come and share a laugh on the Imp and Skiz podcast.
All right, Skiz, so you've had a couple weeks now.
I have.
Of being on sabbatical, kind of getting past the shingles that have slowed you down and getting an actual feel of what it's like to be a full-time content creator.
Yeah.
How's it been, man?
It's been unreal. You know what I mean? I'm trying to find the pattern of what the day looks like. And just as I'm starting to get my legs, I'm about to leave. That's how that works, right? We have to be okay with that. But I'm starting to learn a little bit about what it is to, because believe it or not, I'm actually decent at time management with work in general. I know what I'm doing, but this is a different realm of time management that I'm having to explore.
Sure is. It takes a while to kind of get your legs under you and kind of figure out what works from a scheduling standpoint. Also, there's other things to consider, like the hermits you want to collab with, all in different time zones, and you got to kind of feel that out and see who's online when, and you can kind of get pulled in different directions, different times of the day that maybe you're not even used to, right?
Yeah.
So, you know, especially like, I don't know, like I made a comment in the stream the other day, like Mumbo, I never see him. he logs on in our nighttime, does his thing. And then he vanishes, and by the time I log on, I never see him. And I look on my subscriber feed, and he's got a video out. And I'm like, when? When did he do that? You know what I mean?
So
it's like, man, it's like, okay, if I ever want to collab with Mumbo, we're going to have to do some adjustments here.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? He's going to have to work later. I'm going to have to get up super early to catch him. You know, it's tough. But so you're starting to get your feet under. You're starting to get like a rhythm. You got like a stream schedule going.
So I do. I have a stream schedule that I'm able to put onto the calendar right before the week actually kicks off. So anybody who's curious can check it out. And then I'm able to structure my work around that, which is good. And it's enjoyable, right? So the question becomes, well, what waters do we really need to navigate if we have complete control of what we're doing? And I can tell you, this is a thing that I don't even want to use the word struggle, because it's very silly to use that in this context, right? But I had my whole day like planned out yesterday in regards to, listen, I'm going to be streaming at this time. I got to get editing on this. And like, there's all these things I want to do. And I was like, this is going to be a jam-packed day, and that's okay. And then in the midst of all that, I got an invite to go pull a pretty epic prank. And I'm never going to say no to that.
Right.
So it was like, oh, that's not going to take 10 minutes. That's actually a pretty big job. So I would say I lost 3 hours, but I didn't lose anything, but I had to divert 3 hours. So it was like you got to roll with that. You know?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you know, for me, it took a while to get comfortable with that, because I'm so stringent on my schedule. I have every minute of the day planned out. And then to have somebody ping me and be like, you know, hey, can we do this ad hoc thing? I gotta roll with it, like you said, because those are the pieces of content that usually turn out the best.
Yep.
You know? My plan to go heads down and do nothing but build a gold farm for the past week is not gonna be as good of a final product without having some of those splices of the fun time that gets injected in randomly. You know, I was in the middle of like building something and I get pinged as like, hey, Impulse, come here. We want to talk to you about a permit thing. And I'm like, I gotta go. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not gonna be like, oh, sorry guys, I'm time lapsing my build of the gold farm or whatever. I'm just like, okay, I'll hit pause on that and I'll go record a clip, and it could end up being a good clip. You never know. But you gotta kind of be flexible. But at the same time, you do kind of like need to keep somewhat of a structured schedule.
Yeah.
And I thought maybe that's what we could talk about today is how our approach is now. I know we've only had a couple weeks really, but how like our approach is to the day and how we structure our time to do all the things. And it's because it's more than just playing Minecraft, right? Like we got to have time to, you know, answer DMs on Discord and you know, there's a lot of the communication going on today, as you're finding out
during the
day. If you blink, you miss 100+ messages on Discord. With as much communication that's happening, not only with the hermits, but you know, everything else, you know, your moderators and anything else you have going on, it adds up really, really quick.
Yep.
And so it's really hard to stay on top of that. Like, I think I was just today answering DMs that were probably from a week ago. You know what I mean?
Yep.
Like, it's really hard. You know, it's like, in fact, Real, hi, Real. like, I said something on your stream about how I was procrastinating and editing today, and Real's like, well, since you're procrastinating, you want to answer this DM
that
was from like a week ago? And I was like, okay, yeah, I'll do that real quick. And the funny thing is, like, as soon as I answered, I'm like, wow, that took 5 seconds. Like, what was I waiting for?
I know. I mean? It's like, because we tell ourselves that every single thing is likely a bigger commitment than it actually is. And I think that's because we have told ourselves in the past that, oh, this is a quick little 5 minutes, and it turns out to be anything but. So we've become a bit gun shy, and it's hard to know. And so I find out that, I mean, you know me, ever since I was a kid, I don't like disappointing people. You know, I think most people are like that, right?
Mm-hmm.
But I got to a place to where when I became a young father at a very young age, and all my friends were kind of living, you know, their lives, they wanted me to be a part of that stuff, and it just wasn't in the cards. I'm like, just be patient with me, and I'll see you guys in the future. It's just not in the cards right now. Mm-hmm. That got to a point to where there were times where I'd get an invite. I probably could have done whatever it was, but my default answer was, no, I can't make it. I think I just didn't want to think about it. And now I'm seeing that on like sort of this colossal level. Your ability, dude, to stay locked in with Discord is like borders on the paranormal. I don't understand how you do it. That and Reddit. I never even get on to Reddit. I don't get on to Reddit. I barely look at Twitter. I'm reading more YouTube comments now, but not a lot. And I just don't stay as connected. And you are absolutely, you use the verbiage hooked into the matrix. And there's not a better line to describe how connected you are with everything going on. And I don't know how you do it. Because like you said, I'll blink and all the Discord bubbles have just like, look at all this conversation.
That's what it is. It's because I know if I don't stay on top of it, it gets to be too much. And I'll be just like, I can't read all that. Somebody give me a TRDL. Wait, TLDR. There we go.
What's that?
Too long. I'm not reading this.
Oh.
It's too long. Don't read.
Yeah.
You know, and I just give me the blurb. Give me the, you know, 100 plus messages. Yeah, no, I don't have time for that. But if you stay on top of it, it's not 100 plus messages. You know what I mean? That's why I'm just like every time I keep my Discord on the screen just to the right of my main, and I can see out of the peripheral.
When it changes,
and I go back and forth.
How do you get anything done? How do you get anything done? I have the same thing. I have it on there, and I'm like, okay, do this. Okay, do this.
What's
okay, do this. Okay,
it?
Do this. Okay.
It's with itness.
What, you read it without looking away from
withitness.
Your... That's not what withitness is.
I have one eyeball.
Oh, God, that was so creepy.
I have one eyeball on Discord and one on the main screen.
You got me, dude. I thought you needed me to, like, smack you in the back of the head to straighten you out there. Jeez. That was creepy. Well,
you can't do the eye thing. No, your eyes are watering thinking about it. That's funny.
How are you... Your one eyeball was literally... Stop it! Dude, one eyeball is looking at me. Like, it's not like... It's not like you're going cross-eyed. One eye staying locked forward, and this one's doing that.
Well, one's going to stay on the main monitor. The other has to stay on Discord.
Shut up. Your brain cannot process all that.
No, that's not how I really do it. No, it's very distracting, but I have a serious like fear of FOMO when stuff like that's happening, and I see it happening, so I do spend way too much time getting interrupted, my brain power getting interrupted. So I'm not saying it's a good thing by any means. But no, I find other time during the day, and it's not necessarily a good thing. You know, if I'm sitting on the couch and we're watching a TV show and I'm not really into it, you know what I mean? I'll pull up my phone and scan through Reddit, which, you know, I'm sure my wife hates. And I'm more than sure my wife hates, you know. But, you know, I find time. You know, I'll get up early in the morning. And that's, you know, even when we went for a walk this morning, which I do want to get into, like, kind of how our days roll out. I think that's what people might want to understand about
was that
our
this
lives.
Morning?
Yeah, it was this morning.
Feels like...
So
yesterday.
Like, yeah, we met up for a walk this morning, but we meet in the middle, right? So we both leave our house and probably, you know, it takes 1,000 feet for you, 1,000 feet for me. And during that 1,000 feet, I was on my phone reading, catching up on Discord and Reddit and stuff like that. So I constantly, that's where my brain goes. I want to stay on top of stuff like that.
That's not terrible. That's not terrible. It's also not me. And so when I do that walk, I literally just breathe in the morning air and I walk.
No, it's
a
good thing.
I look at the horizon, and that's just
probably what
we
should
do.
Be doing. Like the sun rising this morning actually was pretty nice.
Yeah,
I looked up from a Reddit post just long enough to see that, and went.
you probably read on Reddit, nice sunrise. You're like, is there? And then you
right.
Yeah, I try to. It's not lost on me that there's a lot of value in staying up to speed with the things going on Discord, but I'm starting to surrender the notion that I'm going to be completely in the know the whole time, because you're like, you just got to stay on top of it. But that does, if I go downstairs, I can get all caught up. I go downstairs, feed my dogs, come up. I'm like, there's 47 more messages on this one discussion. Do I need to know about this? And so sometimes I'll read through the whole thing and I'm like, I don't need to know about any of that. So I'm trying, but then other times I'm like, oh man, this is critical stuff. So it's a dance I'm trying to figure out, and one that I'm not doing super well, but I well enough. You know what I mean? I think I'm doing well enough. And yeah, like I said, the Reddit, I don't pay attention to at all. The Discord stuff, there's a handful of channels. And there's other things where I want to give it my time, but it's hard. I got people asking for things from me. And typically the things that they're asking for are things to do for me. I mean, are you kidding me? And I can't even get back to them? Like, it's just so... It's,
and one of them's like, hey, Skiz, I'd be happy to read all your Discord messages and give you a summary.
Probably. I wouldn't know. I probably didn't see it. So that's it's crazy how that works. Yeah. And you're so much better at it. But let's take it from the top. Let's wake up in the morning and let's explain what is it to do this.
When I wake up...
I'm going to be...
Yeah, so for me... You know, we both worked full-time jobs, and they were pretty much...
Sorry, I was going to get a headache if I didn't do it. Okay, go ahead.
They were both kind of Monday through Friday gigs, like 8 to 5, right? I mean, flexible hours and stuff. But for the most part, most of our lives, we spent in those kind of jobs, Monday through Friday, 8 to 5. And so I, even though I'm now a full-time content creator, I tried to keep that same schedule because it just worked for my family. You know what I mean? That gave me my mornings to, you know, get up and maybe work out and take a shower, eat at breakfast, and then since there's no commute for me, you know, it's literally like 20 feet, if that, from the house to the studio. Yep. I don't have to worry about that. And so I try to keep that 8 to 5 schedule. And the same thing, at 5 o'clock, I'm done. I'm done for the day. I walk away. I go to the gym with my wife. We get back. We do our thing. We have a, if we go to the gym, we'll jump in the plunge and we have that cold bath thing.
Yeah.
And we'll do that. And then as soon as we get out of that, we start making dinner for the kids. We sit down, we have dinner. And then I have like 2 hours to chill, at least 2-3 hours to chill and just watch TV, catch up with the wife, sometimes read Reddit. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so, yeah, outside of the content creation work time, like I've maintained those hours best I can. And then, you know, sometimes the weekends will take some time away from that as well. You know, like typically I try to save the weekends for doing projects around the house. There's always like my honey-do list is a mile long. So and by the time I knock one out, there's 20 more things on the list. So I try to save the weekends for that time with the family. We do a lot of like grocery shopping, meal preps on the weekend. That's a lot of our time. And so we do that. And then, but sometimes you and I record a podcast.
Yep.
On Saturdays, like every other Saturday, we'll record two podcasts. And right now, actually, we're recording on a Tuesday because you're going out of town. Yep. So we're getting ahead of it. But yeah, so sometimes that gets taken. Sometimes there's stream weekends. And sometimes I'm just like close to finishing a video. And I'm just like, can I just go please take a couple hours of time to finish this video? I know I try not to work too much on the weekends because that is my family time. But if nothing's going on and literally everyone's just lounging around and I can't sit still, you know, like, you know me, like I can't just sit. If we're sitting around the house and there's literally nothing that we're doing, like project wise or like going out to have fun as a family or something, I'm just like, I'm not just going to sit here and stare at the wall when I could be getting work done. So I'll go for that. But I always check with the wife. Hey, is it cool if I go to work or what do you got going on? Anything? And she's like, no, I'm just going to take a nap. And I'm like, yep, going to work then. You know,
yeah.
Like, so, yeah, my outside of 8 to 5 Monday through Friday is all that family stuff and taking care of things around the house. Adulting, basically. But yeah, when my 8 to 5 comes Monday through Friday, I've got that all pinned down, man. Like I'm typically in the studio just after 8 because I eat breakfast or whatever. And I'm just after 8 o'clock. I'm in the studio ready to work. And depending on what day it is, I may have streams or because I do my early streams Monday, Wednesday, Friday. So it's I come in, I'm usually just like getting ready for the stream, like figuring out what I'm going to do. I'll turn on all the lights and cameras and everything, and I'll do those streams until noon. And then at noon every day, whether I'm streaming or not, I go in for lunch. I go and have lunch with the wife. We get our lunch every single day. It's great. Absolutely love it. You know, like a lot of times, like today, we prepared our lunch together. You know, like cooked up some chicken and made some salad and stuff. And it's nice. Make it together. Eat together. Those are the meals we don't prep is the lunches so that we actually take that time. But and then after that, it's back to work. Usually 1 o'clock, I'm like on the clock again, 1 o'clock to 5 o'clock. I'm back in here and I'm usually recording for YouTube and hanging out or maybe I just release a video and I'm just screwing around and procrastinating. I don't know. Editing, all that kind of stuff. But I stick to that schedule pretty rigidly, best I can.
Yeah. And it's funny, you know, I bet you think of the beach. I think that you and I have a different approach. And if you think of two different types of beaches, we've seen the beaches that are almost like lake beaches, to where there's no big waves. It's just this casual moving of the water up to the shore and a little bit back. And there's just very, very subtle swells in the water. And you can feel the ocean sort of breathing and coming up on the sand and back. And it's just very subtle. Then you have other beaches where there's pretty big waves, and you see all the water will just be, you know, receded back, and then this big wave comes in and it's loud and it's noisy, and it's, you're the first one and I'm the second one. So and I think it's because I believe currently, right now, maybe changed in the future, but my life's a little bit more dynamic, to where like I do have to kind of front load, because I'm about to leave again for a couple weeks. Mm-hmm. Right, and especially when I get back, I'm gonna be back at work full time, so it's gonna be whenever I can fit it in. And yesterday was with the exception of a 20-minute lunch break in the middle of the day, yesterday was nonstop from 7:30 to 8:30. So that was a 13-hour day with a 20-minute break. That was the only way I was going to get the video done. I wanted that video to be done, desperately wanted to get done, and mm-hmm. But I also needed to get done, because I need the remainder of my time to get after the podcast, because I'm about to leave. So it's like everything is this it's sort of a seek and destroy, to where I do want it to be a little bit more leveled out. However, I'm willing to bet that even if I had the freedom to really structure it a lot better, I don't know if I would. I think I'm when the ideas are flowing, like, so for example, last night, this is an example. Last night I'm working I'm on like hour 10, and it's just very important to me that I get this video out, because I do not want to not get a video out and then go on this vacation. I want to get one out. I was actually hoping to do three. How delusional am I? So I got one done. But I'm probably at this point, I'm probably about like somewhere between 5 to 15 minutes left in the editing of it, the music and the cuts and everything. I feel good. You know that feeling when you're wrapping up a video and mm-hmm. you like what you've seen so far? Well, about 30 minutes prior, my wife came into my office. She's like, I'm just letting you know dinner's going to be, you know, ready soon. I'm like, okay. So then she goes back downstairs and I keep working. And like I said, I got about 5 to 15 minutes left in this to finish this video. And then I can hit render. And she opens the door. She's like, salmon is not good cold, which was really funny. Salmon's not good cold. And I was just like, okay, I'll be right down. You know what I mean? But I was like, this is hard for me to step away, because I'm so close to being able to hit render. Mm-hmm. That's a micro example of when things are hot. I like it that they're hot. I just like to go. I like to keep going, because the ideas are fresh. This is a good thing that we're doing. We got these great collabs. But the flip side of that is that if things are cold, or I am having writer's block, or the creative process has failed me, I don't feel this compelling nature to just push through. I walk mm-hmm. away. Now if it's 1 o'clock and you want to go 1 to 5, like you said, where I just said I went from 7:30 to 8:30, if it's 2 o'clock and I got nothing going on upstairs, I guess I'm done for the day. Like, it's one of those things. I don't even keep working. So that would probably be a good time to like answer Discord and stuff, but I like completely disengage. Like, I'm kind of unstructured in this world, but I'm not terribly unhappy with it.
Yeah. Yeah. I know. I I've gotten to know that sometimes you just disappear and I'm like, he's supposed to be a full-time content creator. Why is his light on Discord not green? You get your butt back in the studio. You know,
I did. What did I just say? I did 13 hours
yeah.
straight.
Yeah,
yesterday.
No, that's impressive, because I wouldn't have done that. You know what I mean? Like, 5 o'clock hits and I'm done at that point. That's me. That's my line. You know, like my wife is expecting me to come in and go to the gym with her. You know what I mean? I used to work late at night a lot, but yeah. I think it's because I'm getting older. I don't like to do that anymore. You know, but I didn't have a lot of choice either when I was still working.
Right.
Like, the only time I really could get the stuff done was wait for the kids to go to bed, you know, or help get the kids in bed and then come back in and go to work. And then get working on a video, and then I'm up all night, you know. But then I was just such an exhausted mess from the lack of sleep that yeah. I was a terrible father and husband, you know? And so now I'm trying to, I guess, make up for that by setting these boundaries of my time and saying, nope, my family gets this time every day. You know what I mean? Every yeah. weekend. And just trying to stick with that. That's why I'm not as fluent. Otherwise, I'm a workaholic. If I opened that, if I took those lines away, I would never see them. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I would just be in here working 24/7 and maybe crashing at my desk for a few hours a night. You know what I mean?
Like, yeah, that's not me. That's mainly not me, even though I love it. I love what we're doing. It's not me because just by my very nature, and this is, I don't like this about myself. It is profound how fast I get bored with things. And I've said it before in this podcast, this is a testament to how outstanding my wife is. I get bored of things so fast. She's the furthest thing from boring for me, you know? And so, but I wouldn't be 24/7, even though I love what we're doing. I think part of me be worried about the burnout. So I'd rather just almost burn out and do the 13-hour shift and then maybe breathe a little bit the next day. And, you know, that's me paddling back out for the next wave and doing that whole thing. But let's do this. Take me through this journey. Okay. Mm-hmm. I want to see how Impulse's daily journey, if you will, mirrors what your intent is for your video. And what I mean by that is, let's call it what it is. There's planning that goes into our videos. We have a general idea of what it is we think we want to do. We are also open to pivot when it needs to happen. But what does your morning look like, and how does that compare to what you plan on doing that day specifically for the content that you're hoping to roll out?
You want to hear about just this morning?
Okay.
This morning I was intent on editing from 9 a.m. to noon. 9 a.m. was coming in late because we went for our walk, and these are the days when I have like landscapers come and I gotta pick up dog poop to get ready for them, and pool guy comes, and Tuesday's mornings are my tough mornings. But instead of doing that, I had to take care of a whole bunch of administrative work that I had gotten backed up on. And so by the time I got finished with all that stuff that was like more administrative stuff and responding to emails and things that just, you know, and other adulting stuff like taxes and stuff, you know, like my accountant's like, hey, we have a first draft of your taxes done. Take a look at it. Stuff like that. You know what I mean? All that stuff takes time. And so, you know, I had some phone calls to make, things like that. Next thing I know, I look and it's like 11 o'clock and I'm like, okay, so that took 2 hours. I only have an hour to edit before lunch, which I didn't even have lunch today. I went to my daughter's school for rocket launching. She made those rockets. They shoot off in the sky and parachute down. So I went to my daughter's school to watch that and then came back and got lunch. But at 11 o'clock, I could have said, okay, I have 45 minutes. Let's start to work on the edit. And my brain was like, nope, I'm not good at starting something in chunks like that. I need to be able to sit down and focus on just that for a while. So instead, I'm like, you know what? Wow. We're going to do the podcast this afternoon. My good buddy, what's his name? Skizzleman was streaming. And I was like, you know what? I'll throw up Skizzleman on the TV. There's a TV right here on the wall. Mm-hmm. I threw him up on the TV, and then I started moving the chairs and stuff because I had moved like the drum set back in here. So I started moving the chairs and just kind of getting ahead of the podcast setup, knowing that I had 45 minutes to kind of kill at that time. So my plan immediately went to crap. You know what I mean? Like all the administrative stuff I thought would take maybe 30 minutes, and then I would have the rest of the time to edit. Ran way over. And at that point in time, I was like, oh, screw it. I'm going to just procrastinate on this. I logged on the server just to go buggy for a second because I realized I had some extra time at that point. The day was shot, basically. My plan for the day was shot. So, yeah, I have learned to kind of pivot. And am I stressed out now because I'm probably another day behind on the release of my next episode? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But you know what? There's always tomorrow. You know, and tomorrow, tomorrow's Wednesday, which means I know what I'm doing. I'm getting up. I'm streaming from 9 to noon at my lunch. And then after that, I have the entire afternoon to finish my video. And initially, I wanted my video to come out today as well.
Yeah.
And now it's going to be Thursday. But that's also okay. You know what I mean? Like, I'm starting to relax a little bit on that. And as far as, like, video planning, I haven't been doing a lot of it this season.
No?
I've been totally relaxed. I used to have a document that I would have the episode number and I would have bullet points. It's going to be this, 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 and this. And I was trying to hit that like trifecta of like, I'm going to have a build. I'm going to have some tech stuff. I'm going to have a fun collab. I'm going to try to hit all three. You know what I mean? And I would like lay out what those were going to be. And then the video, I'd very structured. I'd record. I'd immediately throw it in the editor and see where I'm at and see what the last thing I said was so that when I go to record the next clip, I can flow into that clip. Not once this season. Dude, I have probably 10 hours of footage for the next episode. I don't even know what it is.
That's daunting.
Yeah, I have to go through it and figure out what it was, piece it together. And you know what? There's going to be all those things. I'm going to build this gold farm and then this bartering farm, and then I'm going to screw around with Scar for a little while, and then I'm going to screw around with Ren for a little while, and then we're going to go bashing, and it's all going to be in there, but it's all like after the fact. I have to figure out how to kind of mesh it all together and make
that's
it
so much
into
footage.
Something cohesive. And so that I'm still finding my legs on it. It's almost like a pendulum, right? Like before I was super structured. I knew every clip before I hit record what it was going to be about. And now I'm hitting record and just like whatever happens and I'll figure it out later. I have zero plan. And I am a little nervous that it's making my videos like not as high quality, but it's more freeing for me. I just feel more like I'm going with the flow, or as like Ren said last week, just riding the river, you know?
Yeah, but I'd encourage you to split the difference, right?
Yeah, exactly. I swung way to the other side and I'm struggling now.
Yeah.
And it's kind of frustrating. And now I'm getting like a phobia of throwing all the footage in the timeline and having to figure it out.
Yep.
Like to the point where I'm like, I don't like editing.
I don't like editing. I don't like to do editing. I am so different from you when it comes to how I make videos. So different. I do have a general idea of a kind of what I want to do, but any sort of distraction to it is welcomed. You know what I mean? It's nice to be able to just go pivot and do something else. Yeah. And not to mention the Hermits have been so lovely, and there's been so much opportunity presented to me for collabs and great dialogue. Even just today, dude. Just today, I'm streaming and I'm doing my own thing, and X comes and he just sort of, and he comes and he's like, I don't want to, he was streaming too. And he's like, I don't want to be a pest. I'm like, you're the furthest thing from it. What's up, man? He's like, I'm just saying what's up. And I'm like, this is what I'm talking about. Like, this is so ad hoc and so awesome. And the next thing I know, he's helping me with some water logic and we're having this great back and forth. And we end up talking about the podcast. I told him that, you know, Ren's going to be on it. And this is what's interesting. People are listening to this now. We're recording this, what, like 4 weeks ago or whatever it is. I don't even know.
By the time they see it, yeah.
It's
going to be like 3 or 4 weeks.
Yeah, we had to load a bunch because I'm leaving. And anyway, so my point being that I didn't see that happening. Is any of that going to be in my video? I don't know. But I never like when somebody comes in collabs, I'm never like, oh my God, make sure I'm capturing this. You know, you showed me the replay buffer thing and that's huge. And I realized the reason my editing is very easy to do, because if I know I'm going to be doing a collab that I'm going to want to, then I actually hit record.
Mm-hmm.
If not, I just use that replay buffer. Bop, 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 bop. And you have 10 hours of footage. I don't know how many clips that is, but I can tell you I had 40 clips in this last one. 40.
Wow.
And of that 40, I pared it down to, I mean, it was just very, very, you know. So the way I do it is it's different than that too. So this is my process, right? This is very similar when I have not read a good novel in a while. I love reading, but I haven't done it in a while. And I'm a book snob. It's got to be great. I love all the Dan Brown stuff. I loved all the Harry Potters. But when I would put the book down for the night or whatever, and I finish a chapter, let's say you finish chapter 7. So you got to pick up on chapter 8 tomorrow. I would never come in on chapter 8 and just start reading. I'd always go to like a page or two at the end of chapter 7 and kind of get the energy again.
Yeah.
Right. And so that's what I do with my editing, is that I will edit just a few clips, an opening clip, and then maybe the next one. I'm sorry, I'll record it and then I'll go edit it. I'll go put it together.
Mm-hmm.
I just want to feel the cadence. I want to feel the energy. And now I'm like, oh, I know where this video should go from here. You know what I mean? So then I start to cater whatever I'm performing to whatever that energy is going to be. I capture, I store it, I dunk it, and then I go pregnant, and now I edit that. And I'm like, oh, I was right. That's a good fit. Or I wasn't right. Let's clean this up. And so now I go to bed for the night. I come back, and I haven't started recording, but I bring up Adobe, and I watch what I've edited almost from the beginning.
Yeah.
Because I want to understand the whole – I think that's why I feel – and this could be self-fulfilling prophecy, but I feel like – the energy of my videos from beginning to end, it's a dynamic that matches. It doesn't feel like it's out. It doesn't feel like it's out of sync. It feels like there's ebbs and flows. It feels like there's very deliberate stuff, but that comes from me editing while I go.
Yeah, that's how I used to do it.
Yeah. But you don't do it like that anymore.
No, just this season has been an anomaly.
Okay.
I'm just really, really struggling. this season to like get in that groove is all. But no, that's how I, that's my entire seasons 6, 7, 8, and 9. That's exactly how I edited.
Yeah.
But for whatever reason.
But you were structuring what you were going to record though. So is what you're saying, right?
Yeah.
I
planned it. I planned my bullet points.
Yeah.
You know,
my
three main topics. But then as I recorded the clips, I did the exact same way you're talking about.
Yeah,
and okay. I would go and I would listen to what my last word was so that I could try to flow into the next one. Just this season, I just am very much struggling to get in a flow because I'm just like, I'm wanting to be more present in the server than in the editor. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And maybe it's also because I got a taste of what it was like to have an editor edit stuff for me.
Mm-hmm.
Never my Hermitcraft. I've always done my own Hermitcraft, including this season. But like I had an editor do all of my life series stuff and do a bunch of the guests, the builds and the other one off video I had an editor for. And we had such a break in between seasons that I honestly think I just like forgot how to edit. You know what I mean? I forgot that flow. Mm. And now I'm still like trying to find my legs again. And that, and on top of that, I just like I'm having too much fun just playing.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That I'm like, I'm afraid to get off the server and get into the editing program because I'm having FOMO that I'm going to miss something on the server. So then I'm just on the server. And then I take a full day off and have to deal with 10 hours of footage. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And that's, so then I still have my FOMO day of not going to be on the server at all. Like yesterday I wasn't on the server at all, you know, mm-hmm. other than my stream. But yeah, it's been a weird flow for me this season. And then, I gotta be honest, I'm not loving it. Like, I'm not as happy with the output, like with the flow of my videos and stuff like that. And I'm not enjoying the editing process either because it's these big chunks of like pain almost.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I'll get back to it. I mean, I'm very much like that flow that you're talking about is very much my style as well. It used to be. I just need to get back to it as all. I need to get back in the flow. And I think that even though I taught you the replay buffer thing,
I haven't been
using it properly. Like, especially when I'm streaming. Like when I'm streaming, I've been just hitting record and letting it go and then assuming I'm going to remember the points of the stream.
No way, dude.
Instead of just like, you know what happened to me? And here's what it was the replay buffer we set up for 4 minutes and I was using it just like, you know, I was all excited about
it. Let's explain what the replay buffer is.
Yeah, so basically it's a way to just constantly record the last 4 minutes of time. And that way at any point in time, you could just hit save and then whatever happened in the last 4 minutes of time, will save and it kind of rolls off once you go past 4 minutes. And it's really nice because then you don't have to just always be recording and have these huge files. You can just, if something happens, catch it when it happens.
Yep.
And that's saving a lot of hermits now that I've taught everybody how to do it.
Oh, yeah.
From missing moments because we're all just hitting replay buffer. Well, what happened was I had a thing happen with Jem and we had such a good moment that it went past 4 minutes. And I lost it.
Oh.
I lost the beginning of the clip. And so therefore it was useless. And that's when I was like, screw it. I'm going back to recording everything.
Yeah.
And I've kind of shot myself in the foot. So I need to find the balance there. You know what I mean? Like what needed to happen was during the goodness that was I knew was going to end up in a good clip.
Just hit it.
I needed to just
hit record. Yeah.
In the middle of the clip. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. I needed to multitask that, but I was in the moment so much that it didn't dawn on me to do it. And you know what? Honestly, the second it got done and I hit save, I was like, oh, man, I love that replay buffer. Is there a chance it went over 4 minutes? Nah, that was under 4 minutes. Turned out it was like 12 minutes.
Oh, my goodness.
Because what I did have saved of the 4 minutes was about 6 to 8 minutes into what we had been doing. And I was like, wow, okay, so it's just time flew because we were having a good time. And I'm like, dang, man, I missed that clip. And so I've been a little bit just all over the place this season. I got to get back on track, basically, and maybe go back to the way I was. But I'm just enjoying the season so much. It's really hard to get
that
structure back.
That's a good problem to have, though. And I'm getting that from most of the hermits is that this season feels very good and people are liking how relaxed it is. I've noticed that if I know I'm going specifically into a collab that's going to take not only longer than 4 minutes, but significantly longer than 4 minutes, I just hit record.
Yeah.
Other than that, I just do the replay buffer. But here's what I do when I go back and edit. So I had that great prank that Beef, Cleo, and I did when we filled up Doc's hourglass thing with water and salmon and all that. And it was a big undertaking, and I knew it was going to be a big job. So I'm going to hit record on this. Well, that whole segment took, I don't know, like an hour and a half. I don't know what it was. I probably kept 11 seconds worth of content from the beginning, and I kept about maybe 15 seconds worth of content at the end. And I remember because I just kind of scrubbed it in the middle. I'm like, no, none of this is going to make my video. It was great dialogue. It was great hangout. And I combed those things for good blooper moments because I really enjoy that. But I'm just like, I'm going through it. I'm like, none of it, cut the whole thing. And I realized I just cut out about like an hour and 28 minutes of an hour and 30 minute. And I'm fine with it. Mm-hmm. I'm fine with it. I'm very comfortable with what I got. Then I watched back what we put together. And I'm like, that to me, and I could be wrong here. There might be people who don't like this style. But to me, when I watch it back, I'm like, that flows nicely. That mm-hmm. really flows nicely. I talked to the audience, just me and the audience. This is what we're thinking about doing. Then I played the sneaky music while I was getting fish for it. And then it cuts out to Beef saying, okay, here's the plan. You know what I mean? Then we go into the pre-staging and we have a little debacle trying to get it going. And that's perfect. For as soon as Beef says, okay, plan B, then the time lapse kicks in of us doing the whole thing. Like everything worked out nicely. But I didn't know how it was going to roll out. So I just mm-hmm. captured as much as I could and was able to purge it later.
Yeah.
You know?
And the key is, I think, once you are done with the recording, to do it quickly, because what happens is, like, what I have is a bunch of footage from like days ago. And when by the time I get them on the timeline, like, I don't even remember what happened.
Yeah.
And I have to watch the whole thing.
Yeah.
You know, yeah, I can go like fast speed. I can go, if I go 2x speed, I can at least understand what's being said. If I go more than that, I can't understand what's being said.
I can't make it out after
so
that.
So I still at least have to go 2x speed. So 8 hours might go down to 4, but that's still a daunting task, you know? And then I just don't want to do it anymore.
I don't blame you. Here's a micro example of that. Is as much as I love, and I mean capital L-O-V-E, love the Life series, those were kind of difficult to edit because it was 3 straight hours of raw footage.
I know, that's why I paid for an editor.
Yeah, you did, yeah. Yeah, even though I liked what we were doing, I was like, I never know what I'm going to want to keep. So I remember when we would be done filming, I would start editing instantly.
Yeah.
Because I'm aware of how my brain works, and I'm like, I'm going to forget where good things are. But that last 3 hours is so fresh in my mind that I'm very confident that if I start editing right now, I can I know what's coming up here. I definitely want this. Yeah. I want that. You know, I can.
It's good to do it. It's fresh.
Yeah, it's got to be fresh. So the way you're doing it now, I have no idea how you're gonna pull that off. That's
no. And every time I do a video this season, this is gonna be number 7, I think. Every time I do a video, I'm like, not next time. I'm going back to my normal way. And then I haven't yet.
Yeah.
So yeah, here we are over a month in the season.
Bro.
Yeah, like, no, I'll get back to it. It'll be fine. It's just like I need to learn my lesson 7 times apparently before the next one. And it didn't happen this time, but next time is definitely gonna happen. For sure. Yeah.
Well, let me ask you this: is there so for the? This is one thing I wish the replay buffer had was different intervals. I wouldn't hate it if there was like a 15-second buffer, also a 4-minute buffer, and maybe an 8-minute buffer, and I could assign them different. You know what I mean? Because there are times I'm like, oh man, literally the last like 6 minutes is good stuff. But for the most part, when I hit capture, it captures 4 minutes. I only need the last like 20 seconds.
Yeah,
you know.
But that's when you know, like, you just go to the end of it.
That's
and scan backwards.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Yep. All right. So I have my stringent schedule. It's pretty obvious. You know, if I'm not streaming, I'm recording for YouTube between the hours of 8 to 5, unless the noon to 1 lunch is happening. It's pretty stringent, right? Yours is more fluid. So walk me through what that looks like, because I'm having a hard time when it's 9 a.m. and I don't see your light on. My brain's going, I wonder what he's up to.
I'm probably editing. You know what I mean? I'm probably editing.
I mean, when like the green light's on the Discord, which means you're not at your computer.
I don't recall not being at my computer.
Okay.
After 9 till 9.
Okay.
I don't know. I can't make any sense of that one, but I would like to actually get started at like 6 if I could, which is doesn't always happen. Actually, I'll argue really happens, and I did some psychoanalysis on this to figure out because I know I'm loving what I'm doing. Yeah, getting sick, that sucked. That slowed me down. Let's just put that away for a second.
Yeah, I'm not talking about when you had shingles.
Yeah, that doesn't sign up for discussion because it doesn't fit what we're talking about. Mm-hmm. But I will say that there's this little voice in my head that it's but as badly as I want to get started at like 6, there's a voice in my head that's like, you need to, this is great that you get this chance or whatever, but you also need to keep in mind that TikTok, you're going right back to work. Meaning I have to go back to work in a few weeks. You know what I mean? So it's like part of me still like, even though you're dedicating your sabbatical to making content, which in my personal opinion, I think is going great. I just episode 6 dropped this morning. I'm very happy about it. I've been streaming. Like I streamed 6 out of 5 days. I saw 6 times out of 5 days last week. Like
holy
I'm,
cow.
Yeah. So every Monday through Friday, plus one of them twice. So yeah.
My brain took a second to be like, how the hell does that work?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Double stream day.
Yeah.
Got it. Okay.
Yeah. And I'm putting in the work. There's no question, but I'm really enjoying it. Right. But I would argue I'm not pushing as hard as I probably should be, but a big part of me is like, I don't want to blink and my sabbatical is completely gone. So I need to stay healthy here. And
yeah, part of your sabbatical, at least from your normal job at time, is to recharge. So if you end up working your entire sabbatical and you don't recharge for the job that you're going back
right.
to, then you're immediately the whole point of the sabbatical
right.
is dead.
But right? I worked 13 hours straight yesterday, but it didn't. I ironically didn't feel like much. I just because I started not until 7:30. So my day, like honestly, what I do is when I get up about 7. I get out of bed around 6:30, 6:45, sometimes 7, typically feed all the animals, which is a job, you know, it takes a while to do that.
Your zoo.
My zoo. Yeah. And, get all that ready. Then when I get started, I will fire up Adobe and let's see where I left off. And I watch the last like minute or so, sometimes the whole thing that I have just to get a feel for that dynamic. And then I can start to visualize what I want to film next. Now, if I'm going to stream, I will write down bullet points of these are the things I can do on stream today. Like these are all good ideas. And I almost never do it, but it's a good go-to. And then for editing, I can start to piece together what the video has, what I'm currently working on, and any deficiencies that I need to fill those gaps on. And I just start marching towards it and I just play. I just play and I hit the replay buffer and I start moving in that direction and I just act. I just do what I'm going to do. And this is a good place for a bit. And I do a bit or, oh, here comes a collab I didn't see coming. Oh my gosh, this doesn't fit any sort of proper collab and it doesn't fit. It's not there contextually, but it's super funny. So capture that and throw that in the blooper sequence. You know, like it's just, I feel like I'm getting a good rhythm and it starts with me looking at where I left off, being in tune with where I left off. And getting going. Now, if I didn't leave off anywhere, meaning like right now, for example, I have nothing because I just released this morning.
Mm-hmm.
I've already recorded my clips for the next episode. But what I need to do is go ahead and get those in the sequence and edit them and start to, okay, what does the feel of this episode look like? And then I can start to piece that together.
Yeah. I made myself a rule a while ago that the day I release an episode, I force myself to at least record the intro of the next one.
Smart.
Because if I don't get that ball rolling, I'll blink and days will go by.
Yep.
And I'm like, oh, whoops. You know what I mean? And I haven't had that issue so far this season. I'm still sticking to my rule, but because I'm so quick to like get back at it. And it's really the only thing I'm doing now. That's one of the changes I've made recently is that I'm trying not to overload myself with doing too many things at once.
Yeah.
So honestly, the only things I'm doing in the content creation world at the moment is this podcast and Hermitcraft.
Yep.
That's it. And I'm not going to overload myself again. I don't know, you know, if a life series comes back to life and things have slowed down a little bit on Hermitcraft, I'll probably do it. But outside of that, I'm not going to overcommit. I just found myself stretching myself too thin and everything I was doing fell short of the quality and the time that I wanted to actually put into it. And I'm done. I'm done doing that. Like, I want to do the things I love doing, and that's it. I'm going to say no to everything else. I'm starting to get no by default mentality from you. And I've already had to say no to a few things that have come up, you know, lately, and I felt terrible. Like, because I want to please everybody. You know, we know this quality about me. I want to please everybody. And anytime somebody asks me, hey, will you do this project with me or this or that, and I say no, I feel like I'm letting them down.
Yeah.
And what I found myself doing was not just saying no, I would say no and I would give them this whole backstory. You know what I mean?
This is why it's okay that I let you down.
Yeah. I'm like, I got to say no. And here's why, because I've done this thing in the past where I overcommitted myself and then it was leading to burnout and everything I was doing was falling short. And so I'm sorry. I know it hurts. I know it really, I feel really bad, but no, I got to say no. And I'm like, feel terrible saying no. And then by the end of it, they're just like, Jesus, dude, it's fine.
Yeah,
you know
what I mean?
Like, calm down. I get it. You didn't need to give me that whole diatribe about why you're going to say no. And I'm like, okay, I could, okay, next time I'm just going to give them a simple no.
Yeah.
You know.
It's your right to do that.
Yeah. So, I mean, yeah, that approach is, I think, helping. Other than my issues, like, getting back into the flow of editing, I think it's helping me, like, be less stressed. And because I'm less stressed, I feel like I'm more casual on camera. You know what I mean? Like, now my clips, they feel more natural. They don't feel forced. They don't feel rehearsed or planned or scripted. You know what I mean?
Yep.
Like, I feel like I'm just being more in the moment on the server. It's just a matter of capturing those moments in a better way of from a organizational standpoint in the editing process. But other than that, like, I think I'm really loving what we're doing, you know?
Yeah.
And so it's easy to come to work. You know what I mean? It feels guilty calling it work. You know what I mean?
Well, I mean, yeah, it's this, we need to move past that. It's exactly that. It's exactly work. And it's because it's also hard work. I mean, let's call it what it is. 13 hours. That's a very long time to work on the same thing. You know what I mean? All 13 hours. Now, three of those were streaming, but 7:30 to 8:30. And for the record, that was a relatively typical day in regards to when I have the days that really, I really get after it. So 13 hours, I don't remember last time I worked a 13-hour shift at my actual job.
Mm-hmm.
I can't even venture a guess. Has that happened? Of course it has. But it's been a very long time because I avoid those like the plague, right? but this type of work, I enjoy it. But it's also, I'm very, all 13 hours was needed. And the end of it was a result that I'm very proud of. And so that's sort of why it's okay, but it is work and it is hard work and it is emotionally draining and grueling. Yeah. I mean, there's nothing worse than where do I go from here? You know, like when you're doing, sometimes on a video, so far I've been very lucky. So I'm very new to Hermitcraft, but six episodes in and I haven't had it happen yet. But in past solo series, there's been times where I do my thing, where I open up Adobe. Okay, where did I leave off? And where I left off, I'm like, this thing is going right into the ground. This episode is going nowhere. And I'll literally just end up scrapping like all of it.
Jeez.
I'm like, this thing is garbage. I had remember when the Create mod came out?
Mm-hmm.
And so Create mod, anybody who's not familiar, but so in the game of Minecraft, there's modifications all over the place that people write. And the Create mod basically took Minecraft to a whole different level with like gears and like
mechanics,
gear ratios and mechanics and all that. Anyways, I wanted to start a series where I was going to solve all the world's problems in Create Mod as a joke. And for example, the moving walkways in airports are so cool to me. I love them. They're not fast enough. I want my hair blown in the wind. You know what I mean? Like, I want those things cooking, right? So I knew that in order for that to happen, it couldn't just be a single conveyor that moves at 40 miles an hour. They had to build up in speed, and you step on the next one, right? You step on conveyor one onto conveyor two because to match, you know, that body speed, otherwise everybody's going to eat it, right? So I built that in the Create mod. It went from this one to that one to that one. I built it so you could really zip, and it was really cool. And I put together this whole episode, and the episode was good, and it was funny. But towards the end of it, it just started to fall super flat. But what was more is I didn't know where else I could take this for future episodes. I was like 98% done with that first episode, scrapped the whole thing.
Jeez.
You know what I mean? I mean, that sucks. I mean, not 98% filming, like editing everything, music, the whole thing. And I just was like, and I realized I was in such turmoil because I did not like the cadence and the energy of where this video was going. Okay, control A, delete, move on. I literally just purged the whole thing. And I remember I was seeing, because you know what Adobe looks like when you have all those cuts and it looks like it's, that's what it was. And I'm like, and I don't like it. Control, Alt, delete it. And I just closed Adobe. And I was just like, yeah, I didn't like it. And if I don't like it, that's it. That I'm not going to think about it anymore. So far, that's not been the case with the Hermitcraft.
Good.
It's been like just nothing but a joy. Even when something comes my way I didn't plan for, I didn't see it coming, I'm loving every bit of it. And so I'm just keeping very open-ended in regards to the creative process. I'm keeping an extremely open mind in regards to what it is I'm willing to partake in, who obviously I'll collab with anybody that wants to collab with, but any sort of storyline, I'm in, whatever you want. Yeah. Let's go. You know? Yeah.
All right. Let's, so your schedule, obviously, like you said, you can put in a, how many hours yesterday?
13
hours. And then you stream today and now record the podcast. So you're putting in another strong day.
Yeah.
But maybe tomorrow might be more relaxed, or maybe not, because you got a trip coming up and you have to go crazy. But you do still find time to make up for the fact that you went like super hard, because you can't just do that. You can't just, you know, anything you put the pedal down to the metal, after a while you're gonna blow out the engine.
Yes.
You know, and it's kind of gonna do that. So you're able to, at least like you said, you kind of have the wave come in, and then you got a little bit of relaxation time, and then the wave comes in.
Yep.
And you're on a wave right now, but pretty soon you're going to be on a cruise.
Yeah.
So like you'll get that wave.
Oh.
You know what I mean? You'll get that. You'll be back on the beach. So that's going to be fine. I want to shift a little bit, because I think for me, and probably now for you too, is there are things that you didn't see coming that are taking up your time?
Oh boy. I mean, I get the Discord thing is big. I'm not good at staying up to speed on that. And the Hermitcraft channel in particular has several channels inside of it. And there is a lot of dialogue, and not all of it is needed information, but there's a good amount that's like, this is not something you really can miss. Editing's not been too bad. The email's been out of control. I can't, you know, the business emails is blowing up, and I've got a gentleman out there whom I've worked with in the past. He's a super nice guy, and he seems very capable, and he's pushing to become my agent, which is very flattering. I'm very honored by that. He's drafted up the contract. I read through it. It took me a week to read through it. It didn't take me a week to read through it. It took me a week to open it and read through it.
Mm-hmm.
And I did. And I was like, this is pretty close to what I think I'm good for. But I think there's a couple of changes I want to make. Blink. Another 2 weeks went by. I'm like, what changes did I want to make? So now this poor guy is like, you know, did you get a chance? I'm like, I did, but I think I have to read it again. You know, like how hard is it? It takes 2 minutes.
Yeah.
You know, so it is the death by a thousand paper cuts that's getting me.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. I feel the same way. And then there's other things that people probably don't even think about, you know, like I post my streams to my second channel. Well, that's not just a single click. Like I take the time to shave off the starting soon screen every single stream. So when I end a stream, I will go do a highlight of it in Twitch's highlight editor, and I will find when I come in with, "What's going on, everybody? Happy Monday." You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I get to that part and I shave off everything from it. And then that takes, you know, you click save. Sometimes we'll change the title. I click save, and then it has to process. So now I got to wait. I don't sit there and stare at it, but now I got to wait. I got to remember to come back in 10, 20 minutes when it's done processing to export it from Twitch, which sends it over to my second channel. And then I got to remember to go to my second channel on YouTube and fill out the description and all that. Typically, it's just copy paste from the previous one. Fill out the description, set up the monetization. You know, like I take a look and I say, I see where YouTube auto places the ads, because they try to help, but it's not very helpful. Usually there's like 50 ads in the first 10 minutes of a 3-hour stream, and then nothing.
I know.
And I'm like, what are they doing?
I've seen
that.
And
so I'll fix it. And I typically go for, when it's a long stream like that, I'll go for every 15 minutes. So I'm looking for a cadence of, all right, well, they auto inserted one at the 14 minute, 37 second mark. So I'll look for the next one around 29 minutes, maybe 30. And then I try to keep it on 15 minute intervals. And then when they run out because they stopped, I start just like, all right, forget it. Just 45, 1, 115, 130. So I go and I put all those in. That takes time. And then I make a thumbnail. Like I've been trying to be really diligent about making thumbnails and trying to make it so that the gist of the stream, what I was doing is captured so that the viewers can see it on there and be like, oh, I see, he's going to the end to get his wings. There's a picture of his wings. You can tell he's in the end. There's that shot. And then I also scan through the video to see if I can find a expression on my face that matches whatever in-game moment I just made a screenshot of. And I put those, I stitch those together. I do that thing where you can pull the body off of the image, and then I overlay it and I do the text and all that kind of stuff. And so making thumbnails almost daily, because we're streaming so much, it takes time. And I'll be honest, I didn't make one today. Today's the first day I didn't make one in a long time. And I was just like tired, I guess. You know, I knew I had all this stuff to do and today was going to be a rough day. And I was just like, I don't feel like doing one today. And I'm kind of like, I'm just going to see what happens when I don't do one. And it
probably changed nothing, huh?
Yeah, it didn't change much.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I still feel I can't not do it. I feel like
why?
Because it's like it's I feel like I'm being lazy.
There
if
you
I don't
go.
Do it.
There yeah. you go. So I was never doing any thumbnails for the stream replays. And then you got in my head. And you got in my head because you're like, it's good for the channel or whatever. And I'm like, is it? I'll do some science here. I didn't think it would really make that big of a difference, but I started to do it and it didn't have any sort of effect, but I did feel a certain pride that there was something structured to it.
Mm-hmm.
And I do try. So we had the fun stream of Yumi and Tango. We did Hermitcraft After Dark. We went to the Bastion and then Scar ends up joining us later, but he kind of snuck in like it was really cute. It was really funny. Well, my thumbnail is our three heads, the three of us, like the Bastion. And in the very bottom right, you could see Scar with those shifty eyes looking up at us like he joined later. Like, I enjoyed that process. I had a stream earlier or in the week where I started it by holding Cora Penelope, my cat, up to the camera. That's how the stream started.
That was. I saw the picture of your cat on the thumbnail, and I was like, what is going on?
It was just so cute. I had to. So I did that. I extracted her, and she was on there, you know? So I find myself, I am phoning in those thumbnails. But I'm still doing them, but I am phoning them in.
Well, let me ask you this: the one you did with that you actually put Scar's face and stuff on there, how'd it do?
I don't know. I'd have to look up again. If it did better, I would say it was probably marginal. I feel like specifically with stream replays, I do not think that the thumbnails are making that big of a difference. However, they are making a bigger difference to me because I feel prouder.
Yeah. You know? Well, I look at what Tango posts and. His second channel is doing extremely well.
Yeah.
And you look at it, and all his videos have really well-done thumbnails that stand out. They're very eye-catching. And, you know, Tango's got a kind of a I don't want to say gag, but a bit that he does on his streams where he always gets these funny hats that he wears. He's like a million different funny hats. I think Mrs. T is the culprit of pushing that on him. But so then there's always like this goofy hat that he's wearing. It pulls you in, like his thumbnails pull you in, and his titles are always well thought out. And I'm like, yeah, that's the way you should do YouTube. You know what I mean? Like that's what you're supposed to do. That thumbnail and titles are like 80% of the game. That you hear that over and over again in this world. And so I'm like, okay, well, let me try that strategy on my second channel. And my second channel, since I've been doing it, has been doing really well.
So you think the thumbnails did help?
I do think they helped. Okay. Yeah.
Well, then maybe I'm glad I'm doing them.
I don't know how today's lack of thumbnails is doing. I think it's doing okay-ish, but
I'd be curious. Well, after this, let's check it out because I'd be curious because there's been times, and this is, again, where I'm struggling to figure out the YouTube game. I have spent, I've had thumbnails in the past that were very grabbing, very enticing, very apropos for whatever the video was going to be, and the video did terrible. Then I've had others where I either did no thumbnail or I completely phoned it in and it completely the video killed. I'm like,
you don't know what to do anymore.
Is it worth
my time or is it not worth my time? Exactly. Come on, YouTube, just tell me what. And sometimes it's like, well, YouTube just was having an issue pushing to the subscriber feed today. And it had nothing to do with what you did. Or you know what, you just happened to publish at the same time some of the like top dog hermits all published at the same time.
Yes.
And that buried you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yep. Like, and that's nothing bad. Like we all support each other.
It's part
of it. But that's part of it. Like people only have so much time to consume content. And if you're there number five on their list of favorite creators and one through four release at the same time as you, they may or may not get to you. It's not going to happen today, at least. You're going to be 10 out of 10 for today. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, and so there's so many variables at play that it's really hard to get a calculated answer at what is right or wrong.
Yeah.
But, you know, just trying to follow logic, if you have a good title and a good thumbnail, that will draw viewers to be more likely to click on it.
Yeah.
That's just the way it works. That's way the human brain works.
You would sure think so. I mean, you would sure think so. And it's hard. It's like I said, there's been so many examples that are counterintuitive to that, but it doesn't mean that there's not merit with it. I mean, here's what a really good thumbnail won't do. It won't make things worse. You know, it definitely won't do that. So, like I said, you got me on the kick of making thumbnails for the VODs, and I don't know, maybe I'm just getting quicker at it or I'm not giving a whole lot of TLC, but it's just not a lot of time. I have the template there.
Yeah.
And so I just kind of do whatever. But it is the, there is the death by a thousand paper cuts, because you're right. I agree with you. Like, as soon as I finish a stream, you're right. It's like, okay, I just got to trim out the front and do this. And that's going to take, okay, process. I find myself setting it to process and leaving. You know what I mean? Yeah. I leave, I go do other stuff. I come back and then I export and then I leave.
Yeah.
You know, then I come back.
There's a ton of times when it's like, I'm sitting on the couch at 7 at night watching a show. And then I'm like, oh, I got to go hit export, you know, on that video I started to trim, and I got to just remember to do it. And then I'll come in the office and just do it real quick. And then I'll go back and then I'll get up at 6 a.m. in the morning and be like, oh yeah, I got to still do the thumbnail. I got to go do the, so I run in and do the thumbnail so that I can actually like have it up. So yeah, you're right. It's like all those little things just kind of pull that time away, and they add up throughout the day. And it's things that like you don't think of, like, like when you think about making videos as your main thing, like those things are not something that you're thinking is what you're gonna end up spending your time on, but you do.
Yeah,
you know. So yeah, the I think between you're right, the keeping up with all the communications on Discord and the emails and sponsorships and stuff like that, like there's just a lot of things. There's a lot of things that add up, you know. I need to find time to fix my soundboard. I'm missing all these cool things I used to have, you know, the Tango, hey, that's cheating. And the Etho clip of Impulse is a bit of a genius. It turns out like I don't have those anymore because I switched off my Go XLR to my Rodecaster and I forgot to like, or I just haven't bothered to pull them back in. It has the same capability. I just need to get like, go set them up, you know?
Bro, we need to come up with some sort of phrase of, like, these are low-hanging fruits.
Right.
Right? And there are so much low-hanging fruits that are just bonking into our foreheads that we're just walking right through the tree on. One of mine is this. I cannot believe I haven't taken care of the fact that you guys can all hear the Bird Day Yo-Yo song every time I play it.
Yeah.
Like, it's like, this is take me 2 minutes of research to find out why it's piping to them. You know what I mean? But yeah. I just, like, I'll do it after the stream. I forget. Then day goes by, we're streaming. And, oh, that's I forgot to do that. I got Mozilbot makes me emotes. He made me. So when I stream on Hermitcraft, it's very important to not have a hot mic while you're streaming, unless you're with a collab.
Mm-hmm.
So I mute as much as I can remember. But when I forget to, my chat's like, you got a hot mic. I'm like, oh yeah, we got to mute. He made me an amazing emote. Dibbled up. Do you know how long it takes to upload an emote?
Yeah.
Like 7 seconds.
Yeah.
Why haven't I done it? Like, I just don't think about it until I'm like, oh, I wish I did that. You know, that's my, it's.
It adds up quick.
It does.
Oh, man.
And then taxes came and.
Yeah.
I told my stream today, this was it. This was the last tax. My wife and I have done our taxes on our own since our marriage and since we got married. And she actually does the lion's share of it, but digging up all the different documents, especially since doing this line of business, we have to make sure that the government that has nothing to do with what we're doing gets their cut. Doing all this is like it. That was a big undertaking, and it's gotten more and more confusing. So I'm like, yeah, this was it. So I'm officially never doing taxes again. I will hire somebody to do it from here on out.
I thought you were gonna just leave it there.
No, I'm never doing taxes
again.
I'm never doing taxes again.
And I want to see how long it takes for them to throw me in prison.
No, yeah, I can't be that guy. I didn't do my taxes 1 year when I was 18, and that followed me for 10 years.
Yeah, don't be that guy.
Yeah.
Tango pop in.
Yeah, don't be that guy.
Don't be that guy that doesn't do their taxes. Yeah, it's rough. This is like such a, like, it's a nice problem to have type of thing. Taxes are hard because there's so many different sources of income. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, but you got to account for everything. Like every single donation we get on a stream gets accounted for. Not only that, the fee that PayPal takes gets accounted for. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so, yeah, it gets pretty crazy. I just got through. I actually have 2 rounds of taxes I go through because I've formed a business.
Mm-hmm.
Like this what I'm doing is a business. I actually have an LLC for it, and so therefore I have to do a business set of taxes with a P&L, my profit and loss statement. I got to figure out all the income and all my expenses, and then after that's done, I have to do my regular individual taxes. You know what I mean? Because I'm basically,
I don't know what you mean.
I'm an employee of my own company, so I have my company's filing taxes and then me filing taxes because I'm paid by this company as if, you know, a regular job was paying me. I pay myself a paycheck every week
yeah.
from the business account. And the business account has an expense that says, I have an employee that I pay this salary to, and that's the business expense. And now I submit, oh, I got paid this much for this company I work for, which I actually am the owner of. I got to submit that. You know what I mean? And so it's two separate things. And then the business stuff.
That is so stupid.
The business stuff is due in March,
yeah.
and the personal stuff is due in April. So yeah. I just got done with the business round. And I'm like, oh, can I please have a little bit of a breather before the wow. personal stuff? Because then that, you know, that gets hairy too. So anyway, yeah, taxes are fun.
Yeah, taxes are a blast. But that's what this world is for us, man. That's like the beginning to end. But I think I got to tell you, like, I need a little bit more of you in my planning. And you need a little bit more of me.
Wait, you told me no. I remember I sent you your schedule for the day and you said never do that again.
No. Well, no. No. Okay, hold on. Let's tell that story. So it was an extremely crazy day. We had a meeting. I had a ton of editing for the podcast to do. There was, I believe, a collab coming up. There was a stream we were doing. It was like everything. And it was like one of my first days on Hermitcraft or whatever. And Impulse comes along and he created my schedule for the whole day, which was really a really sweet thing to do. And when I'd seen it, and what you didn't understand is that I'd actually, I don't know if I wrote it down, but I had gone in that morning. Oh, I know what it was. That morning in the shower, I'm like, this is a busy day that you cannot fly by the seat of your pants. You have to actually be deliberate. So I went through my day. I'll do this then. And then I came in and it was like, you read my thoughts and put them on paper. I'm like, that's amazing. And then I was like, okay, that's very kind of him. He cannot do this because first of all, I have no expectation for him to do this. And he doesn't have the bandwidth. I'm sure he knows this is just a nice gesture. And then it was like later that day, you're like, don't be expecting that every time. I'm like, expect what? You're like, your schedule. I'm like, I didn't ask for it the first time. It was really, really sweet, but no, I do not expect you to do that.
Have you make a company and put me on payroll. Skiz's secretary.
I need one.
Yeah, I think so. No, it does get busy, and it's fun to talk about it just because I feel like a lot of people are interested in this career. It's become like one of the main things kids say now in school when they're asked what they want to be someday. They'll say a YouTuber. And I do think it's important that people understand it's way more than sitting at a computer and logging into a game and hitting record.
Yeah.
Because that's, I think, what a lot of people think it is. You know, I mean,
that's quite literally
so much goes into like just 5%. Getting there, actually.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, that's like 5% of it.
Yeah, exactly.
You know? Yeah.
So they're having these discussions and then like kind of like letting people, you know, like peeling back the curtain and let them see kind of the other stuff we do, I think is hopefully cool. Hopefully,
yeah, but we're not. But I hope we're not coming off like we're complaining. I'm definitely not.
Oh, yeah. No, not at all.
My only
except for the taxes part.
The tax. Yeah, I will. That's you'll never hear me not complain about that. But my own. By the way, I believe in taxes. I think we need them. But it's out of control. Anyways, so my thing is this. I'm not upset or angry with the process at all. My frustrations are actually with me. Because I'm like, I like that I'm open-ended and I actually think I'm doing a good job. But I'm also keenly aware I could be doing better. I could be doing a lot better than this. And I feel like my learning curve is not right where I'd like it to be. I still, I mean, I worked 13 hours yesterday. There has to be poor planning in there. Like that has to be part of why I worked that long.
It'll be interesting to see when you're back off of sabbatical and now you're having to juggle the full-time job plus this, because there's no room for fluff. There's no room for the fat in a schedule. You know what I mean? Like you're going to have to be super delivered about every minute of your day.
Yep.
And that doesn't really gel with your style. So
doesn't gel well with my style, but it can. I know what it is to be strong. I mean, you know, you've seen it. I've run huge events where I was in charge of every minute of 3 days, like the every minute of what a group of like 15 people were doing for 3 straight days, and I could coordinate that and I could execute that like it was nothing. I just don't want to do that unless it's totally necessary. And even when it is necessary, like it is here, I also need to I need to breathe. I need to pulse it.
Yeah.
I need, or else I'm going to die.
You know what I mean? Like that.
Yeah.
Don't you go dying on me.
Well, it's also why we've talked about this too. It's why when people at work waste my time, I don't handle that well.
Right.
You know what I mean?
It's going to get amplified here soon.
I don't. Yes, dude, it is. When they want to do another meeting to talk about doing meetings, I'm going to be like, guys, you do it on your own. If you want to complain, go cry to my boss again, go do that. You know, that's
it. But, the funny thing is that doesn't just happen in the corporate world. You see that sometimes in the creative space as well.
Yeah.
You know, because it's, creatives are also whatever. You know what I mean? Like time is a construct that not everybody totally grasps.
Yeah. And I don't want to rob them of that. You know what I mean? But there are times where it's like sometimes we have these really effective meetings, and then after the meeting, there's time to hang out and chat. And I really think it's great. And for the most part, I like doing that. But unfortunately, especially when I'm still working, I can't do that stuff. So I sit there, I'm like, meeting's over, right? Okay, bye. You know what I mean? Like, I love you guys. Bye. You know what I mean? I have to go do stuff. Like, I want to. and then I'll go do stuff. I'll get back to work. And for 2 or 3 hours, I come later. I'm like, there's still five people there.
They're still sitting there talking. And it's like,
but you know,
I just do the office space. What would you say you do here?
They're probably planning great stuff, is what they're doing.
Exactly. Right? Yeah, they're being creative. And that's part of the process.
Yeah.
The same reason why when things aren't, you know, you hit a wall of not being able to figure out what you want to do next. That's why you take time off, you know?
Yeah.
That's our time off. You can't really judge the value of it just because we're like, go, 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 you know?
Yeah.
So anyway. All right. Yeah. I'm just getting
that's one. So there's another one, another example of like, we just kept talking. Well, I mean, it's a podcast, but we just kept like,
this would be an awkward podcast if we didn't talk.
Well, I know, but I'm saying like towards the end, it was like we just kept enjoying the moment. And I think we saw like an example of what's happening inside those meetings, you know?
Exactly.
Okay. All right. Hey.
I feel like people are still going to have a lot of questions about our daily routines and stuff. So
I think if you do,
put them in the comments. And
there's a ton we didn't cover. Like things we're not thinking about. So like what he said, if you've got specific questions on what it is to, you know, be on this side of the coin, I mean, I'd love to hear them.
Yeah.
You know, because we take a lot for granted.
Exactly.
You know, so what do you got?
Yeah. Especially when you're doing it for a while, it's like, oh, I forget that this is part of it. You know what I mean? Like common questions. Like I was like, oh yeah, you don't just sit there and log into a game and hit record. And it's like, oh, I just realized before I hit record, I had to learn what encoder settings were best to record a video for YouTube and how to configure that in what piece of software. Oh, what is this? OBS, open broadcast something. Anyway, like you got to learn like all this stuff. There's all these steps that you learn. And by this point in time, we've taken it for granted because we've been doing it for a while.
Yeah.
So yeah, go ahead. Throw comments.
What do you got?
I will do my best.
What do you got?
To reply.
He'll read them.
I'll read them.
He'll consult
every single one of them.
Every one of
within
them.
A minute of you
I
posting.
I read lots of them.
Within 30 seconds of you posting, I will read.
I read lots of them.
I'm glued.
And you?
Into the matrix.
That thing that you said two videos again? Come on, man.
Yeah. Yeah. Mark, your comment was.
Steve, come on.
Fantastic. Love that
Alice,
one.
Alice, what are you doing?
Yeah.
We're making up
Steve's
names now.
Steve's was kind of off the wall. But anyway, we'll end this one here.
All right, guys. Thanks so much. See you next time.
See you.